Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 to 3. Let us listen for God's word for us this day. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You must have no other gods before me. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. So today, as I was sharing with the children, we began a 10-week journey with the Ten Commandments. Those words spoken to God by God to Moses and the people of Israel after God had freed them from Pharaoh's hand in Egypt, and they began their new life together in the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land. It's a list of what we most often think of as 10 rules or prohibitions, those thou shalt nots that God first demanded of the Israelites and now does of us. Many on the list feel so obvious that we may think there isn't really anything new for us to learn in them. Thou shalt not murder, for example. And others may feel so far removed from the patterns of our lives today that they don't feel as relevant anymore. Honoring the Sabbath day comes to mind here. Over these 10 weeks, we're going to look at the Big Ten one by one from a different perspective and find what God has for us as these ancient words come alive for us once more. The first command that we will spend time with today orients us in an important way to hear and understand the rest. God opens by speaking these words to Moses. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Some traditions understand this to be part of the first commandment, while others see it as an introduction that frames the ten to come, marking the second half of our scripture today. You shall have no other gods before me as the true first commandment. When it comes to what this has to speak into our lives, I'm not sure the distinction matters all that much. What is clear is that they were spoken by God as two halves of a whole. God names who God is to us, and then names how we are to live in response. I am the Lord your God. You are to have no other gods before me. I am the Lord your God. Y'all, to have any hope of truly understanding the words of God that come after these first words spoken to Moses on Mount Sinai, we have to first dwell here. I am the Lord your God. Six words that hold so much power when we realize the ways they are proclaimed in our lives through God's presence, protection, and provision over us and with us. The idea of this series came from Adam Hamilton's new book, Words of Life, Jesus and the Promise of the Ten Commandments Today, that our adult Sunday school is studying as we move through these 10 weeks together. In the book, he uses a story from his own life to depict what it would have meant for the Israelites to have heard those powerful words. I am the Lord your God, spoken over them in their own time of crisis, as they fled Pharaoh and the enslavement he held them in. Adam and his wife, Levon, have two daughters, and as the pandemic hit and disrupted so much of life, his youngest had just opened a small plant shop and worked a restaurant job on the side as well. Into that crisis, her parents spoke these words to her. You are our daughter. You are gonna be okay. If you need help in any way, we are here for you. I know this is scary, but you have nothing to worry about because we are here. We're family. Whatever you need, we've got you covered. He goes on to write, the feeling of belonging, of being loved, of being protected and safe that I was trying to convey to our daughter is similar to what I believe Yahweh was saying to the Israelites. Hard thing is that too many relationships we have in the world aren't of this character. this all in, give of my everything just because you are kind of love that we first come to know in God and can also discover in the healthiest of our human relationships. We have gotten used to transactional relationships, the I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine variety. And they distort our ability to hear God's word to us from Mount Sinai clearly. We view the list of commands as a list of demands that we need to fulfill in exchange for God's willingness to be our Lord, instead of for what they truly are. God's word spoken to us for our good, because God loves us, knows what's best for us, and wants fullness of life for us. A social worker, author, and speaker, Brené Brown, has said countless times through her work, we were created and hardwired for love and belonging. And when that is missing from our lives, it is damaging. As I read the words Adam and his wife spoke to their daughters, I was cognizant of all the people I have walked with in this life who were not blessed with the same, and how much it has cost them to not have known the all-in, give of my everything kind of love that we were created to receive. There are too many people who do not feel like they belong, who do not feel worthy of love, who do not feel safe and protected in our world today, and it shows. When we look around, there is so much that doesn't look like the life God wants for us. And my gut tells me it is because too many of us do not know and trust this word of God that we hear on Mount Sinai and see in Jesus Christ. I am the Lord your God. I will free you from what keeps you enslaved. I will walk with you. I will show you the way. I will teach you what you need to know to live. I will do this because I love you. I love you. I love you. I am the Lord your God. We are hardwired for love and belonging. We are hardwired to be the people of the God who creates us and loves us. But when that love and belonging is missing from our lives, we go looking for other ways and things to soothe our souls and meet our needs. The second half of this first command is not an exacting demand from a jealous God. It is an important word of life spoken by the God who loves us and is for us. Hamilton names all kinds of gods we try to put in the place of the one who is truly our Lord. Clothing, jewelry, success, popularity, health, body image, hobbies, social media, travel, careers, homes, cars, retirement accounts. He goes on to say, all of these can become false gods, holding our highest allegiance and having the greatest influence on our thoughts, ideals, and actions. Yet none of these things will ever be sufficient. They will never meet the deep need for love and belonging that rests in each of our souls. They will all continue to leave us hungry, feeling empty. This is even true of our relationships when they are not grounded in that unconditional love that we know from God. If the relationships we hold in the world are transactional, with this ongoing tabulation of what I did for you or you did for me, with this unspoken expectation that we have to earn the other's love and attention, they too will fail to meet the deep needs of our souls. They too will leave us feeling hungry and empty. All of these other gods do not lead to the belonging, love, protection, and safety we all need. Instead, they pull us away from the one who gives freely so that we might experience all of those things. Jesus commands us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. When we love our God as God loves us, without condition and with our everything, we will grow our capacity to follow Christ's second command, to extend that same love to our neighbors and to ourselves. For our scripture tells us in 1 John, we love because God first loved us. Y'all, we will experience fullness of life not when we have all the things or have achieved X, Y, or Z success or have so many dollars saved for retirement. Fullness of life won't come when we look a certain way or have so many likes and comments on our social media account or have that white picket fence and the dog partner and 2.5 children that are supposed to come with it. Y'all, we will experience fullness of life when we realize we are loved just for who we are, as we are. And having experienced that unconditional love, can trust it for ourselves and share it freely with others as the unique, chaotic, wonderful, messy, broken, beautiful life that is ours alone continues to unfold before us. The commands God gives are commands given out of love for our life. Moses and the people of Israel heard these words on Mount Sinai. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of slavery in Egypt. You are to have no other gods before me. If Jesus were here with us today, he might say it to you like this. The God who created this whole universe and the God who created you is also the God who sent me to you so that you might know without a shadow of a doubt that your creator is the Lord your God, who created you just as you are out of love and walks with you in love, no matter what you face as you live this life. You are not alone. God goes before you and God comes behind you. You are hemmed in by his presence and protection. God is the firm ground upon which you place your feet and the one who watches over you from above. God is the one that will rain manna down upon you as you need it. God is the one who will be your rock when so much seems uncertain. Don't waste your time and energy trying to put your trust in other things, trying to make them gods you can rely on. Nothing will measure up. Nothing else will meet the needs that lie deep in your soul. God loves you with God's everything. Love God with the same. And watch what that love will do in you. Watch that love take root and grow. Watch that love flourish. Watch that love sustain you and lead you toward life.